other, your cousins?
A theft in the family?
You left your truck with the defendant. You added his name to the title, and he sold the truck.
Or was it a hostage situation?
I just want my property.
How much did you sell the truck for?
I sold the truck for $500.
Do you want your stuff back?
I do want my stuff back, yes.
Then they get the $500 back.
Your Honor, no.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Clinton Cassidy and his boyfriend, 22-year-old Brandon Buck, are suing Clinton's cousin, James Cassidy Jr., for selling their truck and its contents without their permission.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 428 on the calendar in the matter of Cassidy Bach versus Cassidy. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
You know, I'm going to do a little explanation that I don't think I've done in probably 18 years. When you folks are asked if you want to have your case adjudicated in my courtroom, and you agree to do that, at some point you're asked to do a statement. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you sign a statement. The statement reads, whatever your name is, being duly sworn, deposes, and says, and you tell me your story,
yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you do an answer.
Yes,
ma'am. So you tell your side of the story with the same deposition form. And what I do, because people have seen it, you know, when they look over my shoulder, sometimes they'll see that I use a yellow marker to highlight things that I think are important in the statements. And I also do a few lines for myself. You know, A brought his cat to the vet, and the vet treated the cat improperly, and the cat died, and plaintiff wants to be compensated for the deceased cat, whatever the case is. And I write those little lines to sort of help me along with the case. So I thought you might be interested in what I wrote about this case. This is some stupid, convoluted story about a truck and property and an equally convoluted countersuit. Because quite frankly, you know, I'm getting old, maybe I need things simple. So within certain parameters that I'm going to set for you, tell me that story really quickly. You had a truck.
Yes, ma'am.
You and your friend were going to another place to help your aunt do something?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're scared to death of me. It gets worse. You left your truck with the defendant.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you left your truck with the defendant to drive, you said, I added his name to the title before leaving so that he could use it without any problems. Did you do that? That's what you say you did.
Yes, ma'am. I added his name onto the title in case there was any legal problems.
Whatever. You added his name to the title, which permitted him to sell the truck if he wanted to. Legally. That's what happened. You didn't know that he added his name to the title?
Well, I knew he added the name to the title. And from what I heard, it was for security reasons.
I don't care what the reasons were. He added his name to the title.
Yes, ma'am.
And he sold the truck.
But in the state of mind...
He sold the truck.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you want the money?
Yes, Your Honor.
For the truck. There's a whole lot of other things going on here with ants and didn't work out. I don't care about that. Then he has a counterclaim because he said you are holding some of his property hostage. What property?
What property was actually being held hostage, which actually is all of my items that I have in storage.
Okay, so you have items in storage.
Yes.
So you all knew each other. Your cousins?
Yes, Your Honor.
Whose storage unit is it?
Mine, ma'am.
Is that where his property is?
Yes, ma'am.
Why is his property in your storage?
Because we were actually going through some problems, and we had to get our stuff out of the place that we were living at and get it into a storage unit. And I was the one that opened the storage unit, and I've been paying for said storage unit ever since.
How long have you been paying for it?
It will be a year as of next month.
Is your property in there?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your property in there?
Yes, ma'am.
And your property is in there?
Yes, ma'am.
And you just want your property?
I just want my property. Yes, ma'am.
And you know what his property is?
Yes, ma'am.
Why can't he have his property?
because he has decided to withhold information from us on the truck. So we decided we're going to keep his property until we hear back from him and everything else.
Oh, great. Okay, now I got it. So you sold, listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be easier than I thought, maybe.
Okay.
Don't get so excited, everybody. It's Chinese food for lunch, and we're not all sure that we're ready for this transaction. Why did you sell their truck?
I sold the truck, first because it was in my name also. And the second thing was just because it was, they had actually
abandoned. Put the papers down. Stop bobbing and weaving.
Sorry, they had abandoned the property and with no intent on return, which I did have a letter.
Just a second. So that's why you sold the truck?
On top of that, in order to recoup monetary losses for the monetary value that I placed into the truck, paying for insurance, gas, and for part of the vehicle.
Well, you don't get that back.
No, I don't get that back. But I did pay for part of the vehicle itself and maintenance.
How much did you pay for it?
I believe it was $280.
I don't believe you, Mr. Cassidy. I'm going to tell you why. Because here you say you paid $400 into it. That's a swear.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a swear.
That was with adding the insurance.
How much did you sell the truck for?
I sold the truck for $500.
What year truck was it?
86.
Yeah, 500 bucks is about right.
I disagree, Your Honor. It had brand new suspension, new fuel pump, new fuel filter, new pitman arm.
1986 truck is almost 30 years old.
Yes, Your Honor.
500 bucks sounds about right. Now, do you want your stuff back?
I do want my stuff back, yes.
Right. Then they get the 500 bucks back. And if they don't get the 500 bucks back, you don't get your stuff back. What's your pleasure?
Your Honor, I kind of feel that...
Pleasure? I don't care what you feel. Your feelings are totally irrelevant to me. Are you his mother? Friend?
Girl? Mother.
Yep. She may care about your feelings. I care nothing about your feelings.
Okay.
They get his money back for his truck. You get your property. You want to pay him for the truck? Great. Otherwise, you can keep the 500 bucks, sell his stuff. Got it?
Got it.
Perfect.
Ma'am.
What's your pleasure?
I completely disagree with that.
I don't care what you
they
agree with.
They lived with
listen,
me.
Listen to me. That's my ruling. You have the following choice. You can keep the $500 for the truck, which is why you sold it in the first place, because you said they were holding my stuff and I wasn't going to get it back. And I have emails from them showing that I wasn't going to get my stuff back, so I sold the truck. So I'm saying to you, you want your stuff back, they get the money for the truck. You got to give them 500 bucks. When you give them 500 bucks for the truck, you get your stuff back. Want to keep the 500 bucks, buy new stuff? They'll sell your stuff.
Well, I would.
Ma'am, I completely disagree with that. Other than the fact that I paid into the vehicle in which I owned legally half of the vehicle.
Sell his stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that what you want?
That's not the issue that we were
No, that's the issue that I made. You sold the truck. You told me why you sold the truck. And I'm telling you, let's say I believe, he doesn't like the figure, but let's say I believe you got $500 for it. You have to pay him the $500 for the truck. So what you have to make a decision about is whether your property that's in storage is worth more than $500. Is it?
Yes, the property is worth much more than $500.
Then you got to give him 500 bucks. You get all your stuff back from storage. Storage that I assume you haven't been paying for.
Actually, Your Honor, the storage that I had been paying for.
Just a second. You have receipts for the storage where your property is?
No.
If you had paid for the storage unit, sir, why didn't you just go and get your property?
Because it's not in my name and I cannot go and get it.
Then I give you one final opportunity, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you want to give them $500? And once that is accomplished, you get your stuff back, and I go and get to eat my fried rice.
And later today.
I love it. The hairs on the back of my end were sort of going like this. And I said, something's not sitting right over here with me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Clinton Cassidy and his boyfriend, Brandon Buck, say Clinton's cousin, James Cassidy Jr., sold their truck and its contents without their permission. James is countersuing for the return of his property.
Now, do you want to give them $500? And once that is accomplished, we will make sure that it's done simultaneously. You go to the storage at a point of time. You all know what your property is. You take your property. and everybody goes home exactly the way they started. They get money for their truck, you get your stuff back, and I go and get to eat my fried rice. What's your pleasure?
Your Honor, no, I don't.
Okay, sell his stuff. Thank you. Bye.
Why does that excuse you? You may step out.
I bought that truck for Clinton so that he, because he asked me to help him pay for a truck so that he can go to work.
The truck was, I'm the one that paid for it, and I got the bill of sale.
The falling out was because of the fact that this is not the first time that Brandon has stolen from me.
I never stole anything from him.
He's too scared to face us, and he has no integrity.
I want nothing to do with them.
I don't care. I just want my money.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Farrell versus Farrell. Step forward.
Jamerson Farrell is suing his brother, Chamaco Farrell, for bail money after Chamaco was arrested for domestic violence.
Mr. Farrell, how old are you, sir?
35.
Where do you live?
Brookings, South Dakota.
How long have you lived there?
Since 2003.
And this is your brother? How old are you?
39.
Where do you live?
In Portland, Oregon.
And how long have you lived there?
Since 2006.
What were you arrested for?
I didn't attend a class that I was court ordered to go to, a diversion class.
What was the underlying charge that you were arrested for?
It was a domestic.
You were arrested for an assault on my ex. Your ex-wife, partner,
girlfriend,
with whom you were living?
Yes.
Was it the first time you had been arrested for domestic battery?
Yes.
Was that case diverted?
Yes.
How was it diverted if you didn't go to a class?
It was diverted, so I had to take the class, and then it drops the case after you complete the class.
Did you complete the class ultimately?
Yes.
When?
Last month.
How long were you incarcerated?
5 days.
Did you call your brother?
Yes, I did.
Where did you call him?
I called him 3 days after I'd already
been
in there.
Where did you call him?
Oh, I called him on his cell phone at home.
At home in South Dakota?
Yes.
And your brother works?
Yes.
What kind of work does he do?
He's a school teacher.
Is he a married man?
Yes.
Does he have children?
Yes.
And you? Are you married?
No.
Do you have children?
Yes.
How many?
5.
Do you live with any of them?
Yes, 2 of them live with me.
How old are they?
17 and 12.
When you called your brother and told him that you were in jail, I assume you're close. Are you close to your brother?
Yes.
You have a close relationship?
Yes, we do.
Is that right?
Yes.
So when you called him, what did you tell him?
I just called him and let him know I was in jail.
Had you already seen the judge, Mr. Farrell?
At that point, no.
Did you know when you were going to see the judge?
I was going to see the judge the next day.
The next day after you spoke to your brother?
Yes.
Does that sound right to you?
He called me on Saturday and said he was going to see the judge that Monday, May 13th, 2013.
Did you discuss the fact that he might have bail set?
Yes.
What did he say to you?
He said that it would cost $2,500 to bail him out.
How would you know that, sir?
How would I know what my bail was?
Yes.
Because you know what your bail is the minute you get arrested.
Really?
He asked me what my bail was.
Who asked you?
My brother did.
Who told you what your bail was?
The jail did.
Maybe it's different.
It'd be different then.
So you knew your bail was $2,500?
Yes.
And that if you didn't come up with $2,500 on Monday, you were going to stay in jail?
No, actually, I told my brother that I'd probably just get out because I wasn't in a charge where I would stay in jail. And he told me that he would bail me out or he'd give me money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Thank you. Oh, to him, not to me. To me, you don't have to thank.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jamerson Farrell says his brother, Chamaco Farrell, owes for the return of bail money after he was arrested for domestic violence. Chamaco says he never asked his brother for the money.
Mr. Farrell, you said you wired your brother the money?
Yeah, well...
You wired it to whom?
I wired it to his girlfriend because you had to physically go down to the jail.
Which girlfriend? This one?
This one right here, yeah.
Whose name is?
Jennifer.
Do you have any children together?
No.
He's got a whole bunch of children.
Which I take care of all of them.
Well, you couldn't take care of all of them and pay your own bail.
That's probably because I was taking care of them.
I'm just curious, Mr. Farrell. How do you take care of all 5 of your children? 2 of them you say live with you. A 12 and a 7.
And the other 3 I pay child support for.
Tell me how much and how old they are.
I pay about 12, I think it's around $1,200 for all three of them.
To whom?
To my ex. They took the money, Judge, for child support.
They what?
They took the bail money that was supposed to go to me for child support.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Farrell. You know, the hairs on the back of my end were sort of going like this, and I said, something's not sitting right over here with me. If they took the $2,500 bail money that your brother wired to you for back child support, that means you weren't paying your child support, sir.
Well, the reason why I wasn't paying child support at that time is because I wasn't working because I
Who cares whether you're not working? Then what you said was a fib to me. You said, I take care of my children. You don't take care of your children.
I do. Just because I'm not working for 8 months doesn't mean I don't take care of my kids.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
If you don't support them, it does.
And that's not what he told me, Judge. Mm. That's not what he told me.
Not what he told you. Let me read to you what he told me in his answer about you, Mr. Farrell. He said that you came down to the jail and bailed him out. That's what he swore to in his answer.
Only if I drove 1,500 miles to do it. No.
Look over there. Say thank you. Thank you.
Really?
Because thank you. Oh, to him, not to me. To me, you don't have to thank. What is wrong with you? Don't have any children with him. You posted $2,500 bail for him?
Yes, yes.
Is that how much it was?
It was $2,500, then the wire transfer, it was $176 to transfer the money. And then there was the interest along that I have to put on a credit card because I didn't have $2,500, so I had to go on a credit card.
How did you send it to his girlfriend if you had it on a credit card?
It was wired online for a credit card, Western Union, and I used a credit card
just
to pay for it.
Just show me proof of that, please.
You don't have a contract or anything. Don't you have to have some kind of contract?
I'm liking you less and less, sir. You don't have to have a contract because, listen, he would have gotten the bail back. You see, he would have gotten his money back. I want you to try to concentrate on what I'm saying. I know that I may be dealing with someone who is challenged, but I want you to try to concentrate on what I'm saying. He would have gotten all the money back, except that you owed back child support.
Judge Judy continues. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so he would have gotten the bail back, except that you owed back child support. Now, he didn't have any fun making these children. He didn't have any fun wooing their mothers. He didn't get any pleasure out of them at all, not even for a minute. You did. They're your children. They're not his responsibility to support any more than your offspring are not my responsibility to support or my Officer Byrd's responsibility to support. Do I make that clear to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $2,676. Listen. Sometimes, you know, people are separated at birth. Christmas is enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Christmas is enough.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't hear the thank you coming. All I heard was, where's the written contract? I would say that Christmas is probably more than enough. Thank you.
Yep. Never again. Thank you.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I thought it was fair. You know, my brother called me from jail. Obviously, he owed me the money. I'm glad I got my money back.
I mean, I guess it is what it is. I really don't agree with their decision, but, you know, what can you say?
I still to this day don't know why he refused to pay me back.
I thought that, you know, family, you know, you help each other out.
He went to court. He told me that they took the money for his child support.
Well, I didn't find that out till later on.
And that's how I found out that they were taking it. And he still told me he would pay me back. He wouldn't do it.
I went to court and tried to, you know, prove that he actually, you know, sent the money and that that's the way it worked out. And they just wouldn't do anything about it.
I kept calling him. I texted him, said, hey, Jocko, just give me a call. Let's work this out. And he completely just stopped talking to me altogether.
I mean, I wasn't working, so as soon as I went back to work, you know, I was going to work it out and pay him back, but clearly that wasn't soon enough for him.
My last phone call was, if you don't contact me, then I'm going to have to take you to court.
Clearly $3,000 is worth, you know, our relationship, so.
It's soured now. It's I don't know. I will never be able to trust him again after this.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hurt our relationship, but I mean, he's still my brother.
I leave him in jail. He better not call me again.